白宫纪念犹太人大屠杀纪念日。精神疾病史或为袭击亚裔案嫌疑人共同因素。美国希望与中国共同应对气候问题。
美东时间4月4号星期日，北京时间4月5号星期一，欢迎收看美国观察，我们从美国首都华盛顿为您现场直播。白宫证实，日本首相菅义伟将于4月16号到访白宫，他将是拜登总统上任以来首位访问美国的外国领导人。同时，美国也将与当年谈判并签订伊朗核协议的欧盟、俄罗斯和中国再次开始讨论如何处理伊朗核武问题。另一方面，今年的4月4号是复活节，同时也是大屠杀受难者纪念日。拜登总统特别发布声明悼念受难者。详细情况，请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅。
是，拜登总统在上台之后呢，表示因为新冠疫情的关系，所以呢，拜登总统与这个各国的领导人会先以视讯以及电话的方式进行会谈。不过呢，当疫情缓解之后，首次来访白宫的这个第一位外国领导人呢，就会是日本首相菅义伟。那么就在这个美国的4月2号星期五的时候，白宫发言沙奇正式证实了菅义伟来访美国的日期。我们看一下沙奇在白宫是怎么说的。
President Biden looks forward to welcoming Prime Minister Suga to the White House on the Japanese Prime Minister, in case you all were not following, to the White House on Friday, April 16th. This will be our first in-person visit from a foreign leader in the Biden-Harris administration, reflecting the importance we place on our bilateral relationship with Japan and our friendship and partnership with the Japanese people.
4月2号呢，星期五，同时也是美国的白宫国安顾问沙利文与日本的国家安全保障局局长北村滋以及韩国青瓦台的安保室市长徐勋一起在美国的海军官校进行三方会谈的日子。那么呢，在三方会谈之后发出了一个声明，说在会谈当中呢，三个人讨论了朝鲜的核武以及无核化的问题，以及弹道导弹的项目，并且呢，要以进行国际合作来贯彻对朝鲜的联合国制裁。此外呢，日本与韩国也重申两国关系的重要性，以及美日韩三方关系来促成该区域跟全世界的安全。三方同时呢，也谈了对抗新冠疫情、对抗气候变化以及合作让缅甸的民主回归，而美日韩呢将经由三国的民主价值而紧密相连。此前呢，我们也知道特朗普政府是退出了朝鲜这个退出了伊朗的核协议。那么随后呢，伊朗表示说，既然美国退出的话呢，伊朗自己也退出。不过呢，其他的签约方的国家还是继续遵守伊朗核协议。那么这个美国这方面呢，则表示说，拜登政府说呢，上台之后不愿意跟伊朗开启这个重新谈判那个做法。希望呢能够让双方都重新回到伊朗核协议当中。不过呢，在特朗普总统的任期之内呢，伊朗退出之后，他则是对他实施了一些新的制裁。所以呢，现在美国方面呢也要针对这些新的制裁要如何的处理，必须要来加以讨论。那么在星期五呢，白宫新闻简报会上，白宫发言沙奇也证实了说，美国现在就要跟以前签约的盟友一起来讨论说，如何在美国放松制裁的同时呢，要求伊朗来放弃一些核项目，重返伊朗核协议。我们看一下沙奇是怎么说的。
We've agreed to participate in talks with our European, Russian, and Chinese partners to identify the issues involved in a mutual return to compliance with the JCPOA with Iran. This is a welcome and potentially constructive early step, even if the diplomatic road ahead may be long, as it was during the first negotiations around the JCPOA. We are very clear-eyed about the hurdles that remain. These talks will be structured around working groups that the EU is going to form with the remaining partners in the JCPOA, including Iran. And the primary issues that will be discussed are the nuclear steps that Iran would need to take in order to return to compliance with the JCPOA, and the sanctions relief steps the United States would need to take in order to return to compliance as well. We don't anticipate presently that there will be direct talks between the United States and Iran through the process, though we certainly remain open to them.
而今年的4月4号呢是复活节，不过同时呢也是大屠杀受难者纪念日。那拜登总统呢特别在今天也发布了一个声明来对此悼念。大家在声明当中说呢，我们与美国、以色列以及全世界的犹太族群站在一起，纪念并且省思犹太人大屠杀的恐怖。估计呢有大约600万名的犹太人以及另外数百万名受迫害的罗姆人、辛提人、斯拉夫人、残疾人士、LGBTQ 人士以及其他被纳粹以及其共谋者系统性谋杀的族群遭遇了历史上最残酷而且最令人发指的行动。拜登总统在声明当中说呢，他在此宣布2021年4月4号到4月11号是悼念大屠杀受难者纪念日的一周，并且呼吁全美国人民来纪念大屠杀当中的死难者以及幸存者。那么呢，这个4月4号的这个复活节的假日呢，拜登总统就是跟他的家人前往了位于马里兰州的大卫营来度过这个周末。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀义的详细报道。纽约警署打击仇恨犯罪工作组组长说，在纽约市最近发生的亚裔遭遇袭击案件中被捕的嫌疑人当中，精神疾病史可能是一个共同因素。这位警官还呼吁亚裔民众在遇到袭击的时候迅速报案。纽约警署最近增加了在亚裔社区的巡逻，包括部署更多的便衣警察来预防和制止袭击事件。当地的亚裔权益组织也鼓励人们在依靠执法部门的同时增强自身防护意识。来看报道。
You know, someone asked me why this is happening. I think one of the common denominator is mental illness. And also, you know, Asian American has always been, they have a tendency of not reporting these crimes. I think as we bring more attention, bring more awareness to the Asian community, we are coming forward to reporting such bias incidents.And that's why we have the detective that speaks so many languages, so many dialects, to make sure that we get to the victims in their own native tongue.
。Attacks against Asian American New Yorkers are attacks against all New Yorkers.And our office will continue to stand against hate in all its forms.
When your threat, when your health or your life is endangered, that may be the time maybe to involve NYPD. But in most cases, when we know that the reports are verbal assaults, right, when there's a certain level of violence that might be in the orange zone but not the red zone, there are ways to de-escalate those situations, right? We talked about.Training volunteers as safety ambassadors who could de-escalate situations.
弗洛伊德案涉事警员德里克·肖文在明尼苏达州亨内平县法院接受审判已经一周，案件引发了全美各地民众的关注。来看美国之音的报道。
Is that if that were done, would that be considered force?
Absolutely.
It's very traumatic for a black person to follow a trial of a black person who was innocently murdered. So we do our best to engage in the information. We do our best to stay abreast.
It's also a trial for also many other people, so I hope we get justice. That's all I'm hoping for, justice in the system, and also justice for morals and things of sort.
There's been a lot of issues with the police and how they're doing what they're doing, and I really hope justice is served.
It's like many eyes are watching.In our country and around the world. So usually justice is found. I believe in the justice system. And more importantly, I think it's opened a lot of people's minds to be on the lookout for discrimination.
So when you see it, when you hear that could be your uncle, your father, your brother, and that is
that saddening. And so I think that a lot of people, or maybe of my color, have been suffering from that sort of PTSD and trauma.
Cop killed a guy at cold blood, no good reason, and they got all these like BS just reasons why, you know, or maybe he was doing this illegal or selling this or whatever. I just like, I don't know, I hope the guy goes to jail for real. Like, because you can just murder the guy.
在非裔美国人弗洛伊德死亡案件中被控谋杀和过失杀人的明尼阿波利斯前警官肖文的审判已经进行了一周，多位证人出席作证，包括现场目击证人、首位抵达现场的急救人员、911调度员、当地警察局的警官等。来看报道。
Swear or affirm that you will be attentive during this trial and follow the instructions of the court so that you may reach a fair and just verdict.
That on May 25th of 2020, Mr. Derek Chauvin,
there is no political or social cause in this courtroom.
What do you want?
I can breathe. Please, is anybody? I can breathe here.
You swear or affirm, I will perjure the testimony you're about to give you the truth.
Oh my God.
At some point, did you make a 911 call?
That is correct. I did call the police on the police.
Right. And why did you do that?
Because I believe I witnessed a murder.
Could you please point him out? For the record, just pointing to Mr. Chauvin. Thank you.
When I look at George Floyd, I look at my dad. I look at my brothers. I look at my cousins, my uncles, because they are all black.
You want one of us to ride with?
Yeah. Living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected this patient to be dead.
Pulling him down to the ground, face down, and putting your knee on the neck for that amount of time is just uncalled for. I saw no reason why the officers felt they were in danger, if that's what they felt.
And this kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
From all over the metro area to protect their...
美国雇主新增雇员人数三月份超出预期，推动这项增长的因素包括疫苗接种和政府发放了更多的疫情纾困金，促进了经济复苏。美国劳工部星期五说，非农部门上个月增加了91万6000个工作岗位，这是去年8月以来的最大增长。经济学家预计，在今年的第二和第三季度，平均每月将增加至少70万个工作岗位。 第一季度的国内生产总值按年率计算，预计将增长高达10%。去年第四季度的经济增长率为 4.3%， 今年的增长率有可能超过 7%， 这将是1984年以来最快的水平。 美国总统气候问题特使约翰·克里星期六说，美国希望能够与中国一道应对气候问题。他强调说，拜登总统和他本人都已经阐明，美国和中国的其他任何问题都不能被强行用来替换在气候问题上应该做的事。近年来，美中关系因为在贸易和人权以及北京对台港的行为等方面存在分歧而陷入紧张。 克里认为，尽管分歧影响了双边关系，但美国仍然希望与中国合作应对气候变化。克里周六在阿联酋首都阿布扎比准备参加一个国际气候会议前发表了上述观点。佐治亚理工大学的一名73岁华人教授张继坤近日被该州地方检察官起诉，罪名是参与签证造假和电信欺诈。一同受到起诉的还有一名53岁的华人于建军，他曾是中兴通讯美国公司的研究总监。检察官办公室的新闻稿说，张继坤利用职务之便被一些中国人伪造到佐治亚理工大学的访问学者身份，以获得 J1 签证。这些人在提交给美国国土安全部的申请文件中声称，将在位于亚特兰大的佐治亚理工大学与张继坤一起工作并获得酬劳。实际上，他们都前往新泽西州中兴通讯美国公司的研究中心与于建军一起工作，并在当地生活。张继坤出生于台湾，研究领域包括光波通信、数字信号传输、通讯技术等，个人拥有55项相关专利。美国观察每天美东时间下午、北京时间早上6点到6点半，在 YouTube、推特、脸书平台同步直播。欢迎你在直播间给我们留言和提问，期待在今后的节目中与您互动，分享您的意见。疫情扰乱的一个学年可能会导致一代学生在未来的几年都在追赶学习进度。美国之音记者埃尔马斯利访问了非营利组织远程家教的创办人，这个组织通过免费在线辅导帮助弥合教育的鸿沟。来看报道。
Hey Ella, how are you doing? My name is Ben. It's nice to meet you. All right, great. SoWe'll just be doing a little tutoring session. A mother bird sat on her egg.
We tutor kids all the way from kindergarten up to 8th grade in math, reading, writing, science, social studies.
Oh, here we have Gabrielle. He says he has some previous tutor experience in preschool to 2nd grade tutoring.
Oh, look, you know Spanish.
Yeah, that's great.
Also, we've expanded into English as a second language, and we're now offering Spanish, Chinese, and French language instruction. We read the news a lot, and we saw many articles coming out about the learning losses due to COVID. And in those articles, they were talking about how our generation could be severely set back due to all the learning loss.And Alex and I found that very troubling.
So we decided to use our windfall of free time during shutdown to create Intutorly, which is an organization dedicated to providing that educational support and fixing the issues caused in education by the pandemic.
So this is our website, Intutorly.org. And the first thing you'll see is, I want to become a student or I want to become a tutor.
We very quickly grew from just a local organization to one that's now national and international. Thanks to our social media outreach efforts and the spread of word of mouth, we are now in 23 states and 3 other countries.
We also have a writing tutor here from Tennessee, so we can match them.
Okay, so all right, great. Time. That's a good match.
Mm-hmm, I'll send the introduction email.
Yes.
Intutorly is a matchmaking service. We connect our tutors with our students. So currently we have...about 275 tutors and around 280 students.
How you've been working with your students? Like, what are some tactics you've employed?
I like to incorporate different interests that they have into my lessons. Mm-hmm. So one of my students is really into Harry Potter and the books. So
That's nice.
I like to have her write and read, and I taught her speech and debate, so she gave speeches on Harry Potter.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great way to combine her interests with the subject matter.
I go to school with Ben and Alex. 3 of us compete on the speech and debate team together. So when they first started the organization, they recruited me as one of their first tutors.
I think that Alex and I have benefited a lot from our education, and I think it's time for us to give back, and that's really what Intutorly is us and all our high school volunteers giving back to the community and giving back to the students who need it the most.
He could not fly, but he could walk.
美国大学的学费继续保持在历史最高水平，对国际学生来说甚至更高。正在研究新冠疫情之后高等教育前途的美国政坛人士说，关键是要解决学生和大学的费用问题。来看美国之音记者奥尼的报道。
根据美国劳工统计局的数据，由于美国大多数的学院和大学改变为线上教学，2020年的学费涨幅几十年来最小，但学费仍太昂贵。
College costs are obviously way too high, and continue to rise. We simply cannot continue the rise of college costs as they are today. We are bankrupting our students.
国际学生的学杂费甚至更高，他们通常按全额标准付费，大学或学院每年学费有时超过$100,000。美国议员指出学生面临的额外费用。
Even before the COVID-19 pandemic hit, there were many students who were struggling to cover the cost of basic needs like housing, food, and childcare. COVID-19 pandemic has added to many of the hurdles.
去年新冠病毒大流行对在美国注册的100多万名国际学生带来冲击。去年三月学校关闭时，许多学生失去了住房、工作和资金。
Are hustling with like the immigration status or like the visa or time zone, so or differences in like languages, but also like economically, exchange rates are a real thing. And I know most students don't like, for example, for me, $1 is like 3,000 pesos.
在几轮纾困方案中，国会为高等教育机构拨款超过$750亿。受大流行病严重冲击的国际学生说，他们也希望能得到一些经济救济。
It was difficult even getting help from home because our parents, our family and friends were also hit hard by COVID. And we just saw that relief were coming through for other students, but international students had home. And that was really painful for us.
虽然这笔$750亿的援助的目的在于帮助学校维持运转、发工资，并为重新安全开放做准备，但其中一部分将用于向学生提供紧急经济援助。保守的教育分析人士呼吁国会密切监督纾困基金的用途。
Colleges should now take the opportunity to make sure that that money is used responsibly. College boards of trustees and regents need to direct their universities to tackle program prioritization and reinvest funds in programs that advance their core mission, rather than continuing to engage in a facilities and amenities arms race.
国内和国际学生的入学率都下降了，这在很大程度上是因为新冠病毒的缘故，但美国教育费用是第二大原因。两个主要政党成员都同意，美国高等教育迫切需要改革。但目前仍不明朗。美国之音记者奥尼华盛顿报道。
在大流行病期间，为了让护理学生得以继续接受培训，现在正采用虚拟病患来代替真正的病人。来看美国之音记者郑蒂娜的报道。
Do you ever get headaches?
Yeah, I get them a lot when I'm studying.
蒂娜·琼斯是个虚拟病人，而你是她的护士。要做个好护士，你必须问对问题，就像在现实生活中一样。
You would actually have to start the conversation.
马西亚斯在描述沙朵宝剑，一个提供给护士和医护人员的虚拟培训模拟，最近才被健康科学出版商艾斯维尔公司收购的沙朵宝剑，在很大程度上取决于接受培训的护士对患者说或写的内容。
That conversation engine, truly evaluates.How a student's effectiveness of interviewing, examining a patient through conversation.
Can you tell me more about your headaches?
When I get one, it's just kind of tight and throbbing.
The greatest strength, in my opinion, is the ability to ask an avatar a question and have them respond to you.
罗莉·里尔克在乔治华盛顿大学教授护理学生，他说，沙斗宝剑提供一个安全的环境，学生可在其中练习并建立自信。
They get to practice what questions to ask and how to ask it to get the information that's so crucial to make that diagnosis.
虚拟模拟包括一组多样的具有真实症状的病患。
They can listen to their heart and hear real heart sounds. They can look in their eyes and their ears.
学生也学习如何引导敏感的讨论，例如发现身体遭到虐待的迹象的时候。沙朵宝剑让学生得以在大流行病期间继续接受教育。
Not only just for the course-based instruction, but also for the clinical hour requirements that are necessary to become a registered nurse.
在比以往任何时候都更需要护士的时候，虚拟模拟为他们提供了学习的空间。美国之音记者郑蒂娜，纽约报道。
越来越多的公司在制造产品的同时考虑到环境问题。美国之音记者塔博报道了一个用海洋垃圾制造的物品搜寻器。
如果你是那种总找不到个人用品的人，那么基于蓝牙的齐波洛物品搜寻器的设计可以帮助你。当你把齐波洛挂在钱包或背包之类的物品上，它就派上用场了。当你通过蓝牙把它连接到手机上的齐波洛应用程序，你可以打开应用并点击响铃搜索来寻找丢失的物品，这个东西就会开始发出铃声。
Ring the remote.
Sure.
不过齐波洛是在一个拥挤的市场，里面还有 Tile 和其他竞争对手，包括三星。不过他找到一种与众不同的方法，他的齐波洛一号海洋板是用海洋里的垃圾制造的，特别是可回收的渔网。
Our products are made of plastic, and even though they are very small and we are not contributing like a lot of plastic consumption, we still felt that we should be environmentally responsible and conscious.
在致力于消除全球塑料废品的组织海洋市场的帮助下，回收的塑料从浅水地区被打捞起来，然后做成颗粒来制造外壳。
By incorporating ocean plastics into their product,It really sends a message to not only consumers, but other businesses that like, really anything is possible and you can start small and have really big results.
齐波洛最近还捐献了$10,000给海洋全球组织，这是一个支持海洋清理工作的非盈利机构。
On average, a plastic item takes between 500 and 1,000 years to break down. That's why it's so important that companies like Chipolo,are finding innovative ways of actually using this existing plastic.
据国际固态废料协会的数据，在我们的海洋里，有害塑料垃圾正在以惊人的速度增长。一次性塑料产品以及在遗失和抛弃的捕鱼用具中所发现的塑料，大约占所有海洋垃圾的70%。有些公司正在利用这种关切，像埃迪达斯。就有一条海洋塑料的鞋子生产线，即将上市的休旅车菲斯克海洋的地毯也来自回收的海洋塑料和捕鱼绳缆。与此同时，齐波洛公司为自己解决全球性大问题所做出的小贡献感到欣慰。
We are not just selling a product that's made out of the recycled fishing nets, but we are also spreading awareness about the ocean pollution itself. So maybe we are also encouraging other companies to start thinking about it and also make products that are made out of the recycled plastic instead of the virgin materials.
美国之音记者塔博报道。
以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次再见。